Governor Nixon wants to make pseudoephedrine, the active ingredient in methamphetamine, prescription only. He's meeting opposition already from consumer groups. Governor Nixon says the steps already taken to crack down on meth production just aren't enough.
We're calling on the legislature to help law enforcement expand its efforts to fight methamphetamines by including requiring prescriptions for pseudoephedrine.
The legislature already enacted a law that puts pseudoephedrine-based medications such as Sudafed, Claritin D, and Advil Cold and Sinus behind the counter. He says groups opposing the measure to make them all available by prescription only opposed that law, too.
Some folks said that they would be concerned if we put it behind the counter and had that same problem, but we put it behind the counter and saw in the first years of that a significant cut in the number of meth labs. Unfortunately, going back up because people are doing what's called smurfing, which is either hiring people or getting folks from go to lab to lab.
Nixon says it's worked for Oregon and Mississippi and that he'll continue to work with other states to keep pseudoephedrine out of the hands of meth cooks.
The most concerning thing would be that they would go to other states to get the pseudoephedrine to come into the state if we did this. But clearly requiring a prescription is a dramatic and important step that would cut down on that the chain of that pseudoephedrine in our state.
Nixon says winning the fight against meth means staying one step ahead of the criminals, and a prescription law is that next step. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.